So this is what 2,300 degrees sounds like. Oh, I think I lit the end of the microphone on fire.
Like the open mouth of a fire-breathing dragon, a raging orange glow radiates out of a furnace at Zero Gravity Creations headquarters, a garage-turned-hot glass shop in southeast Baltimore. Tim McFadden stares into the glow. He's got one end of a long metal pipe in there, and he's twirling it around in a pool of molten glass. He pulls the pipe out, still twirling it, while a baseball-sized blob of glass, the consistency of caramel, warps and bobbles on the end. He pours a ladle full of water on the pipe.
So what I'm doing now is I'm cooling the handle off so that it keeps the rod nice and safe for my fingers so the heat doesn't creep up the stainless steel to where your hands are.
McFadden is creating a decorative centerpiece for a client's dining room table. It's going to take about 2 hours, two straight hours.
Once you start it, it's like a piece of music. You start it and you have to finish it all in one consecutive swoop.
And so much of what he's doing is so subtle.
Eric Wanveer is McFadden's co-founder here at Zero Gravity Creations.
So he makes it look so easy. It's like skateboarding or something. You know, you see the guy and it looks so easy until you stand on a skateboard yourself, until you hold the pipe and what he's doing now looks so simple and your glass falls onto the floor.
Wanveer is actually not a glassblower himself. He's a metalworker, a sculptor. Together, he and his partner create art pieces, elegant hybrids of metal and glass. Along the way, though, Wanveer has become, much to his own surprise, the inventor of something potentially really, really valuable. A way to chemically fuse a piece of glass to a piece of metal.
This is one of our early experiments. It's clear. You can see this bond here that you see happens all hot when this is 2,000 degrees.
In the office next to the hot glass shop, Wanveer shows off what he's dubbed Magma Bond. Lo and behold, it's a decorative glass bulb bonded to a metal base. Wanveer invented this technology as a way to help artisans like himself make more graceful chandeliers and fixtures. Usually, glass blowers end up having to use something like chicken wire to hold their creations together.
And I thought, you know, why not make beautiful the joint that connects the glass to this metal structure that's actually supporting it.
So he went into the hot glass shop one day with a hunch about how to do this. And to his surprise,
it worked. In all cases, it took me hitting them with a hammer to remove the glass from the metal. They're bonded at the molecular level.
Wanveer thought, that's pretty cool. But he didn't know quite how cool until he put together a gallery exhibition of glass pieces that showcased this new magma bond method. Fellow glass artists came to the exhibition and their jaws dropped.
They either wanted to buy it, you know, they would give us money to teach them how to do it and to buy our blowpipes from us. And the others that didn't do that were taking pictures of our work and came over and you know, like going to see another artist like five times in the same show, is it just doesn't happen usually.
So the day after the show closed, Wanveer introduced himself to a team of patent attorneys. They were as impressed with Magma Bond as the artists from the show.
So they went and they looked up anything that had to do with anything about glass blowing and came back with this awesome report of every patent that's happened since the U.S. Patent Office opened. And I got an awesome history in U.S. glass blowing apparatuses and patents.
At this point, the lawyers told Wanveer, look, you've invented a technology that's actually way more useful than just making nice-looking chandeliers. What you need to do now is brainstorm every possible application for your invention.
Once you start to think about it, you realize how often metal and glass come together, from cars to laboratories to operating rooms. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it.
So Wanveer drew a big chart with Magma Bond right in the middle. He started drawing lines out in every direction to all the different market sectors where it could be used, and then from each sector out to all the different products it could be used in. He's actually been at this process for a couple of years now, and he's come up with 40 different applications for Magma Bond, and the list keeps growing.
We're just starting to explore scuba uses, marine uses, naval uses, underwater diving uses. I found out that glass spheres are often used for marine buoyancy on submarines and various things because glass is one of the strongest, hardest materials. So if you make glass spheres because of the geometric shape, it actually withstands one of the strongest materials to withstanding deep pressure. So we could make underwater lighting like the world's never seen.
And that is how an inventor is born. Coming up with a clever invention is just the first part. Figuring out what to do with it takes just as much creativity. That part, by the way, could also make you very rich.
We're not just trying to be the only people who do it. Ultimately, once we get our patents locked down, you know, we want to be able to license this so that the manufacturing world at large, the glassblowers at large, can do this, that this will be a method that's taught in glassblowing and art schools, that this will be a method that Corning and GE use to produce light bulbs all over the world.
MagmaBond is, as they say, patent pending. The process is long and expensive, but for Juan Veer, it's become his life's work.
I mean, this is like my dream.
Other kids might have grown up admiring movie stars or athletes. For Juan Veer, his heroes were inventors.
I mean, I went to Monticello as a young age, and I was in awe. You know, what that guy was able to do as an architect and a furniture designer, clocks, you know, built his own clocks, built the elevators, patented his own farming plow. To be a true Renaissance man in that sense, that's what I admired about those guys. And then, you know, Ben Franklin, from the glass harmonica to the lightning rod, you know, that's what I wanted to be. And it wasn't so much that I wanted to be an inventor as that I wanted to find an original idea that was mine and that I could contribute to humanity. And it's not as cool as the lightning rod, maybe. It's not going to save as many lives. But I'm pretty proud of it, and it's mine. And granted, too, this is my first thing. So what I'll be into 10 years from now, I can't say.
Co-founder of Zero Gravity Creations and inventor of MagmaBond, Eric Juan Veer. You can find him online at zerogravitycreations.com. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.